Christians mourn the murders of outreach volunteers in Chechnya. A ministry casts a weary eye to the glow of fire in Greece while responding to needs. And Wycliffe Bible Translators makes good use of new tools. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Peace is badly needed in the Russian Republic of Chechnya. This country's been marred by years of civil conflict. The unstable situation has now hit Russian ministries close to home, says Sergei Rakhuba. A couple was killed after helping at their just-completed summer camp.
They were just simply found, shot in the trunk of an abandoned car. Apparently, they were tortured and they were killed.
The victims were identified as Zarema Sadalayeva and Omar Jabraiyov. Both were human rights activists in Chechnya. Leaders in the region say the couple was very open spiritually.
They were very much interested in learning about Christianity, and they were from Muslim background. They were Muslims. But last year, they asked for Christian literature.
Will these murders stop the work of Russian ministries in Chechnya?
I don't think so. The young people, they still want to go ahead and do it. And the officials want them to do it. Our people are so brave to go back.
Next, Greek firefighters are battling strong winds that are fanning the flames near Athens. The inferno is forcing the evacuation of hospitals, campgrounds, towns, as well as destroying homes. AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis says their properties are still standing.
Everything is unpredictable right now. There are very strong winds that are blowing in Greece, and fire keeps spreading in different areas, so nothing is settled yet. There is no certainty that it is not going to affect us.
But Ioannidis notes,
I have a missionary who teaches at the Greek Bible Institute. The fires are a mile away right now. There have been a number of homes that have been destroyed in the area, and the Bible school was offering housing to some of the people that have lost their homes.
It's the gospel in action. Keep praying.
In times of crisis, people are more responsive and greatly appreciate the help they give. It is a great opportunity to tell them that this is being done in the name of Christ and to show the love of Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. In China, an emaciated Juan Lemon stood his first trial last week after being imprisoned in April. China Aid Association reports Lemon, a Christian, was brutally attacked on his way to church in March, but his assailants pressed charges against him. The court audience noted the prosecutor seemed unconcerned. They fear the verdict has already been decided, not in Lemon's favor. Pray for justice that God is glorified in the region with intense persecution. Next, lots of doors open when the gospel meets technology. However, many ministries know little about social networking, according to a new study. Wycliffe Bible Translators Bob Creason says they're trying to keep themselves and their supporters up to speed.
We have several people now that keep us focused on this issue, that are doing research, helping us understand how best to use it in terms of our own corporate mission and vision for Wycliffe.
Wycliffe's homepage connects you to their Facebook and Twitter pages. Tweets let supporters know what day-to-day ministry is like. They also help missionaries. Even a couple in a remote village in northern Uganda is using it to report back to Wycliffe.
I happen to follow them on Twitter, so I see this come up, and I'm able to report immediately back then to a group here in Orlando of about 300 people who happen to be gathered for chapel that they needed prayer for certain things.
And North American Native youth have brought their gospel outreach strategy to South American Native youth. Over 12 days, Ron Hutchcraft Ministries' On Eagle's Wings team trained 12 Peruvian youth to reach their peers with the good news. In the evenings, the team from the two different continents worked together to run outreach events in 5 indigenous centers. The experience kindled afresh a fire for evangelism in both teams. Pray God will raise up a new generation to reach indigenous Peruvians. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is a monthly bulletin insert service available for your church. It features the month's top stories with full-color photos from the field, information on how people in your church can get out of the pew and begin doing something for God. Just click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.